Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Not only does the Christian learn a new side of God, one that is so comforting and loving and right there with you and so present with you and has the answers and has hope for you in this. But I have seen another side of this, in that those who are not already Christians start looking to God. And I have seen many, many, many people lose loved ones and begin to wonder, where are they? You know, can I see them again? Because there are, you know, death does not change love. Love never ends. If I love someone, I love them. And that doesn't end, no matter, you know, with a grave. You know, I am still crazy in love with my baby Connor. You know, and that's the case for other mothers who may or may not know the Lord. And so they're like, oh, well, you know, if I want to see him again, I need to find out, you know, the way. And so, and if I can point you to the way, the truth, and the life, that would be great. That's what I hope to do, is point you in your grief to Jesus. And with him, he is that open door to heaven so that you can be with your loved one again. I am just so thankful for that hope that we can have, especially for children. That was one of my questions right at the beginning. You know, how do we know children go to heaven? And my pastor was ready right there, and he said, "Well, because David prayed for his child, and then when his child went to heaven, he said, 'He will not return to me, but I will go to him.'" And so we know babies, they're there. Children, they're there. Of course, it is not in God's nature to send an innocent baby to hell. But the reality is that hell is a place. And that is something that we need to think about as human beings, that right here, right now, there is a choice. Are we going to run to God and find this open door beckoning, calling us home? Or are we going to turn away in anger or fear or bitterness and find our way to destruction? Now, my prayer is that we all will run to that open door that is Jesus and put our faith and hope in him right now, today, and forevermore.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.